Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. I was on a flight yesterday coming home from Columbus, Ohio, and flying back into West Palm Beach. And there was a woman in the seat next to me who was just not happy. From the second she came and sat down, the flight attendant, she puts a bag up over her head and she couldn't do it and she was having problems. So I jumped up and I helped her put it up over her head and no thank you, nothing. Just, you know, she kept doing her thing. And then she tries to put another bag up and the flight attendant starts to give her a hard time because she tells her she has to put her second bag at her feet. And then she's complaining to the flight attendant. And then she sits down and she's complaining to me on how, you know, how miserable the airlines are. And then she's complaining about the seat and the fact that it's too narrow and now she has no leg room. And she's complaining about the fact that the TV screen won't play anything because they're on the ground still. And so she's complaining about that. And the entire flight, she was complaining about everything. And, you know, what I tried to do was I just put my headphones on to try to block her out because she was putting a damper on my day. You know, she was like, call her a buzzkill. She was just a miserable person. And I thought about it and I thought, you know, why, what is with the idea of complaining? It's just one of those things that, first of all, if you're complaining, you're focused on the negative. So it automatically brings you to that side. So mentally, it puts you in a bad place. And the other thing about complaining is nobody wants to hear it. Nobody wants to hear you complain. I mean, people commiserate with you, but they don't really want to go down that road. So this idea of complaining is just one of those things that serves very little purpose in life. There's really no upside. As I said, people don't want to hear it. They don't really want to be around you when you're like that. Who wants to be around a miserable, curmudgeon-y type person? It's not a good experience. And so the thought is if you catch yourself in that mode, and we all have times where we complain, but what I've been trying to do is do it as little as possible. And when I catch myself about to complain about something, I simply stop. And I try to redirect and find something positive in the situation. And at the very least, I don't say it out loud. Because if I say it out loud, it's sort of reliving something, right? So if I'm angry about something that happened, every time I talk about it, I'm reliving it again and again and again, right? So if I don't complain about it, right, then I'm not reliving it again and I just let it go. And if I can instead focus on something more positive, I'm a more pleasant human being to be around, number one. I end up being a happier person because complaining does make you miserable if you focus on it. And that's really what I've been trying to do. And I have to say that it works. Right? And I'm also tuned into people that complain now. So I try to distance myself from them and wherever I can. But in some cases, like on an airplane, it's pretty tough to do. And I guess that's the beauty of soundproof headphones. But I think I waited too long to put them on yesterday. But it is what it is. But in the end, it's just one of those things. Stop yourself. You feel like you're going to complain. Stop yourself. Redirect it. And at the very least, don't say it out loud. Don't look for people to commiserate with you. Try to take the high road and try to be more positive. You'll be a happier person as a result of doing it. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com. And from there, they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can pull on the show. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. For today, just want you to think about that whole idea of complaining. And next time you're about to do it, simply stop yourself. Redirect your energy, or at the very least, just don't say it out loud. Because if you do, you're going to relive it once again.